contrast, George Washington was a man of few words at his inauguration. In 1793, President George Washington made the first and shortest inaugural speech with just 135 words said before he was sworn in. And in case you're wondering, President William Henry Harrison gave the longest inaugural speech with 8,445 words lasting almost 2 hours.
All right, I'll take the over-under. I'll take the over-under on 135 words for Joe Biden today. What do you think? Does he make it to 135 words? He certainly doesn't go 2 hours. William Henry Harrison, by the way, died of pneumonia 30 days later. Don't know if it was directly related, but it certainly didn't help his health because he was out there without an overcoat, and, well, he made it 30 days. Shifting gears a little bit now to who's going to be incoming to the administration. Joe Biden now set to sign 17 executive actions and orders that have been put together by this team of far-left activists. Make no mistake, it's a very different day today and tomorrow than yesterday and the day before. Joining me is Katie Rogers, the Vice President of Outreach and Government Affairs at the Foundation for Government Accountability, FGA. Katie, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Good morning.
So the number keeps growing as far as executive orders and actions. It's 17 now. That just passed across my headlines. Set to roll back and reverse a number of Trump policies and directives. They want to make it the Obama era again. But they also have some people incoming to the administration that you have some questions about and some concerns. The Rhode Island governor, the Boston mayor, do share.
Oh, yes. Yes. It's very concerning. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, while looking at these two most recent picks that you mentioned for Labor Secretary and for Commerce Secretary, I think I just want to issue a note of caution to both of these folks. America can't afford more shutdowns, right? So things like state bailouts, unemployment boosts, further government control. These are, you know, tried and failed liberal policies, and they don't deserve continued serious consideration. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of confidence in either two.
So let me ask you this, because I think this is what we're going to see in America. What we're seeing in Michigan is this. The governor was shut down by the Supreme Court and said you cannot declare ongoing emergencies over and over and over without the input of the legislature. And so Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, well, that's fine. And now Robert Gordon, the man in charge of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, issues these health department edicts, directives, shutdowns, lockdowns, taking business licenses away from people. Is that what you see? The administrative state stepping in, be it the Commerce Secretary, the Labor Secretary, the Energy Secretary, for whatever policy it is they want to pursue, and have these folks doing rules and regulations outside of Congress?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's really what we're afraid of. I think that, that's really what we could see with these two new choices. I mean, these two choices, Walsh and Raimondo, they really reflect establishment choices. And you mentioned the Obama administration redos, and that's what we're looking at here. I mean, they're almost certainly going to seek to implement policies that further government dependency and harm workers. I mean, we're talking about shutdowns, lockdowns, these are disastrous policies. I mean, what's interesting is that now you've seen even progressive Democrats like Governor Cuomo, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, they've admitted that these types of policies would be disastrous to the economy, but I just don't have a lot of confidence that that they're going to open things back up.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I see that in Michigan, it looks like they're gearing up to open up schools, maybe restaurants, by the 1st of February. But by this point in the conversation, hundreds of thousands of businesses across this country are gone for good already. Now, thankfully, states like Florida and Texas were more forward-thinking, and they didn't destroy all of their small businesses. But it's disturbing, Katie, when you can walk into a Costco and see the place is packed.
Yeah.
But the little hardware store that's been there for 50 years is forced to be closed. Or the little restaurant, I mean, and not picking on Costco, but the fact of the matter is, big businesses thrived, and you can go into Costco and buy a cooked chicken and take it with you, but you can't go to the local restaurant and have that chicken. I mean, it doesn't make any damn sense.
No, I mean, you're 100% right, and now more than ever, Americans need work. I mean, part of the issue here is that we have been paying people to stay home. So even the businesses that want to open back up, these small businesses that want their workers back, you know, they haven't been able to get them back. We had that the $600 unemployment insurance bonus that was passed back earlier last year. You know, work suddenly became less appealing than unemployment, right? We tripled unemployment benefits. And
I'm still hearing that. You know, I'm still hearing that. And here's the other proposal that keeps showing up. The $2,000 that Democrats are demanding, the $1,400 not good enough for them. They want $2,000 checks to anybody making less than $75,000. And not just once. They want it monthly. You've seen what I've seen.
Yeah.
They want these $2,000 sent to every American every month. Just, you know, and then why would anybody want to work ever? You'll just be on the government dole. But what people fail to realize, government checks come with strings.
Right. Yeah, that's right. And what all that does, I mean, under the guise of helping people, it does the exact opposite. Not only does it hurt individual workers, because, you know, there's value and dignity in work. People want to work, unless you're paying them more to stay home. And so you've got that issue combined with the fact that when people don't go back to work, businesses close. It's just a disaster, and I'm afraid these cabinet picks are just going to continue more of the same.
Is there going to be a bigger separation? You look at the attitude of Ron DeSantis in Florida or Kristi Noem in South Dakota. These are pro-work, anti-government, if you will. They're not anti-government, but more work, less government. Same is true in Texas to the governor there. And so you look at what's happening, and so you get this bigger and bigger divide where California and New York, just sit home, we'll send you a check. And in Florida and South Dakota and Texas, they say, no, you need to go to work. There's a bigger divide in America every day, and the work ethic is being destroyed by government policies. Yes or no?
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, the states that you mentioned, these states that are continuing lockdowns, guess what they're asking for?
Handouts.
Federal bailouts.
Right.
Just more money being siphoned off the states where that have opened back up and their workers have gotten back to work, siphoning that money away, you know, to pay for these blue states being shut down.
And what happens when the red states say, you know what, we're not sending the money anymore? What happens with Florida and Texas and Arkansas and Oklahoma, and they all say, nah, we're not sending it anymore, we're done? That's when the divide happens. Katie, greatly appreciate it. Katie Rogers, VP of Outreach and Government Affairs at the Foundation for Government Accountability. I'll give you the last word.
Well, the last word, let's open back the economy. I mean, I want to encourage these two picks. Again, I'm not I don't have a lot of confidence, but I want to encourage them to reject the lockdown, to reject further unemployment bonuses, to open up the economy and get Americans back to work and not dependent on government.
There you go. Katie, greatly appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. We'll be watching closely. It all starts today. 17 executive actions on the way. That's the latest number. And the wall, an immediate termination of funding for the border wall in its construction. So the open border policies return immediately. The Biden administration is going to have a very different approach to regional migration. They're going to allow it. It's going to be an open border during a pandemic. That's number one. The Paris Climate Accords, that's number two on the list. We'll be getting back into a deal that puts China in a position to capitalize on us once again. They're going to demand that affordable housing be expected for all. I'll tell you about that after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Ruby Show.
Avast ye homeowners, are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Ladd, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
You know that the ice cream scoop has the power to make a child smile. and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the golf tee brings friends together, that the mailbox keeps them connected. You know that the cataract laser helps you look to the future, while the pacemaker ensures that there's a future to be seen. You know that the lawnmower, the clothes dryer, and the elevator make life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. You know that these things we count on every day started as ideas. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support minority education today so we don't miss out on the next big idea tomorrow. The United Negro College Fund. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Please visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.